Blog Talk Radio.
Time you heard from Stevie Wonder. Good morning, everybody. It is, what is today? March 16th, 2014. See, 2015. Get your years right. good morning, everybody. I see Dr. Arlene's fan in the queue. Let's see if she's driving or she's studied today. Good morning, Dr. Arlene's fan. How are you this morning?
I am well this morning. Can you hear me? I have on headphones this morning.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you pretty good.
Okay. Okay, I'm not driving. I'm stationary. And as always, love to give a report of what's going on outside of my window. And it is kind of a dreary looking day, but everything is well. What about you?
Awesome. Over here, it's sunny out. It's sunny. But we're, you know, over here, I don't know, the sun beats over here in the morning time, but then when I go towards the Marlton area, then it beats on the back of my sister-in-law's house during the afternoon. But, you know, we've been, actually, Dr. Arlene's fan, we've been going through the book of Proverbs for the last couple of weeks. And I thought about doing something a little different today because I understand life hits us. Life hits us. Life hits us, and sometimes we get knocked down and we're like, wow, why did that happen? What just happened? Wait, I got to go back and revisit what just happened. You know, we act like... We act like it's serious. We act like, you know, crazy. We act like it's the last thing we want to do is be deleted, defended, frustrated, pinned to the bed. You know, the last thing we want to do is be in the hospital. You know, things go on. Things happen. We don't realize them over the weekend. And then when Monday hits us, we're like, oh, wow. I'm actually sitting and laying in the hospital, or I'm doing something that I realize I shouldn't have done, you know, because a lot of us make mistakes. A lot of us go through things, and we're like, why did that just happen? What just happened? You know, so I know you can relate to this. What do you think about this?
You know, sometimes I was listening to what you're saying, and sometimes it is amazing that we go through things that we – that are not expected. And when things are not expected, you know, we still need to, as Christians, I should say, we still need to know that we can lean on the Lord because things do happen. Nothing like that happened this weekend to me, but I'm sure that there are listeners and families and friends who have had things to happen to them over the weekend that baffles their minds, like, what in the world just happened? So I know that even when that happens, we need to be vigilant and think about how can we trust even more in the Lord and how can we lean upon Him and how can we allow Him to help us in this situation. So Do things happen? Yes, they do. We just have to realize that that's a part of life and keep ourselves from moving forward. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And what are some, well, and that is true. But, you know, I recall, and I thank God I'm still standing after all the things that I have been through, because I was just thinking, I think it was last week, I was just thinking of a few things, and I was like, wow, I actually went through a lot of health issues and still got up and bounced back. You know, a lot of us today, we don't bounce back. We don't take the recognition, we don't take the next step, we don't take the next look and say, wow, did I step back or did I move back from where I was going? You know, sometimes, you know, how you go into the hospital or you go into the doctor's office and they say you have this or you have that, and a lot of people don't bounce back. They're like, oh, okay, you know, but some of us do, you know. And I know you have, you know, because you are your own testimony, Dr. Onions fan, and that is awesome. But there are people out there today, you know, who, you know, go to the hospital. I'm hearing sometimes in the morning over here, I'm hearing the ambulances, I'm hearing the cops, I'm hearing things throughout the night. I mean, this is nighttime. This is 1, 2, maybe sometimes 3 in the morning, you know, hearing ambulances and hearing the cops. And what really made me think about this is I think my mom and I were driving home. I think it was Saturday. And we were on the, I don't know if you know where the White Horse Pike is near the White Horse Pike near the Haddonfield area. There was a guy who I don't know if this was true or not, but I saw him laying there after we passed. He was laid on the floor. I think he was knocked out. I don't know whether he was trying to cross the street, whether he was trying to, you know, because, too, it was raining out. It was Saturday. It was raining hard. You know, because, you know, Saturday, when it rains hard, people go crazy. People can't drive. People can't think. You know, they're trying to get to this place, that place. They're trying to go here. They're trying to go there. But this guy, I guess he had some groceries or something in his hand. And in front of him was like a bar, and he had some groceries. But he was laid up on his side on the floor, and he was unconscious. So, you know, there's people out there that don't listen to this broadcast, don't listen to anything that we have to do, that sometimes I believe need some help, need some other options, but sometimes they don't know. They just don't know. But, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is go out there and share this with your friends, with your neighbors, with your relatives, because this is a show, this is a reality show. This is not just my show and it's all about me. It's not all about me. You know, I would love to do Proverbs 15 and 16 today, but I was just thinking about everyone over the weekend and how valuable we are as creatures and how much we get into accidents and we make mistakes and things just happen. Things just happen. So what do you have to say about this, Dr. Onions fan? What do you think?
I am here.
Must be on mute.
Can you hear me? I had myself muted. Mm-hmm. Had myself muted. I can hear you.
I was like, oh, what is she?
Sometimes I'm listening because I was listening to your story and thinking about what happens to people during the, you know, your whole weekend and everything. And that was just intriguing to know that people, you know, how people do things and how we think and what we do. And it's just amazing to me that we have to be vigilant even in our surroundings of, you know, just what's going on around us. And I can still, and you're going to hear an echo because I just moved. So back to you. I just moved to someplace that's an echo for a vacuum thing.
But, you know, it's just, this is the reality of everybody's life. And, you know, speaking of reality, over the last couple of weeks, you know, we've been living without a fridge. Think of it. You grow, you wake up one morning and you realize that you don't, that one of your fridges is not working. You know, think about that. What would you do if you realized, oh my God, my fridge is not working and all my stuff is going bad and I gotta do something with it. I can't throw it away. What if you woke up one day and realized that something like this happened? I know, thank God we have a downstairs. We have an apartment downstairs, and my sister is actually she's in Hawaii, and she never listens to my show anyway. And one of the things is I'm thankful because at least we have a fridge downstairs. But, you know, what would you do, Dr. Ovenspan, if reality hit and one either your washer dryer was broke or your fridge was broke? What would you do?
What would I do? I would, in my area, I would immediately go to Craigslist. Look, I'm an immediate problem solver. So I would immediately go to Craigslist and see what they have. But no, honestly. You know, those things in life happen. You know, machinery is made to be broken. That's how people get their money. They make their money from making things that will break. So, and I understand that, but knowing that I have my food, that it's perishable stuff there, I would try whatever I need to do. And I honestly would go on Craigslist to see if there was something that I could find temporarily, because in many cases, it's going to cost you more to get that item fixed. Then maybe just get something temporarily until you can't afford it. So I'm the thrifty one. I will find other means. And then at some point, my husband and I, of course, would say it's time for a new refrigerator. In weather like mm-hmm. this, when it's kind of cold, maybe it's a cold day, we can leave it in there. We can improvise. We can get ice. We can get a cooler. So we will find out whatever we need to do to make sure that our perishables don't perish, and that we're able to keep them and eat them and prepare them properly. So problem-solving mode is what we would go into and finding a way to make sure that those foods don't spoil is what we would do. Okay, back to you.
Awesome. But and that is true. We've been... what we've been doing is we've been eating out, which we don't like to eat out, you know. We like to stay safe. And we've been looking for coolers. We bought this one cooler, and you know, it wasn't real fragile. It was like you put a bunch of ice in it and then it ends up leaking out. Well, that's what happened. That's what happened last week. So we figured out this week, well, why don't we put the ice in the freezer, and we'll put cartons in the ice, and we'll sit in there. Well, it only lasted for like one night. But, you know, things happen, and I understand, and now we got to go out and get a new fridge. And it should be on its way, but we don't realize how valuable life is until something happens. I mean, literally, you know, I think my brother's washer and dryer broke. You know what I mean? Just things happen. Just things happen. And there's nothing you could do about it. I was just looking on Facebook, and I said, okay. So I'm on Facebook because, you know, we have a page. We have a Facebook event page. And I'm looking, and I don't see our show. And I'm like, okay. So then, you know, Facebook is weird. Facebook isn't like it used to be. If you don't see your Facebook event page, you literally don't have one. So you got to make one up again. How about that? So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't see a Facebook page, go to my fan page, and you can listen to the broadcast or the podcast, you know, now, because the Facebook page is not up. So, you know, there are ways to improvise. There are ways to put things in perspective, because we are unstoppable people, but sometimes we got to realize where we are and begin to pick up where we left off. Pick up where we left off, you know. Things didn't work out, so pick up where you left off, you know. Sometimes you're going to have a crying time, you know, time after time after time. But sometimes you got to get up and say, okay, wipe your tears off and just keep on going, you know. Things are going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And this is my point, you know. You want to avail yourself with a journal. You want to get a journal. You want to get a pen or pencil when you come on to the show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, because I really, really, really think, what are some things that people can take away besides just, let's just talk about the Bible. The Bible is awesome to me, but sometimes people are like, I don't want to hear about the Bible. So that's why sometimes I switch it up. And, you know, and you got to listen to the show, because sometimes I have on there running through Proverbs, but a lot of times I'll have it on there, but I won't be talking about Proverbs. I won't be talking about what I literally wrote. So, you know, a lot of times we just got to improvise. We just got to put things in perspective. We got to put things together. We got to do things that we don't want to do until things get better, until things work out, until things, the pieces of the puzzle come together. We just got to keep on working at it and keep on working at it. You know, I've been in network marketing for about 3, it's going on to 4 years. And one of the things is I got to keep on putting the pieces together. I can't just say, oh, I quit. You know, it's like life. You can't just quit life. You got to keep on putting those pieces together until you make it happen for you in your life. What do you think about that, Dr. Arlene Spann?
I like the last thing that you said, you have to keep making it happen, because life, what you're explaining is that life happens. And when life happens, we just have to be ready to respond. And ready to respond favorably so that things work out for our good. And as you were talking, you talked about the refrigerator, you talked about the various things that do happen in life. What we need to know is that the Bible is given to us so that we can utilize it and know that in there we can find answers. So even when we have everyday life situations, no, it's not going to tell you how to fix the refrigerator. No, it's not going to say to you, go and get a cooler. But it will tell you things that allow you to know that you can live in peace. It will tell you things that things like trusting the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So you know that you can go find solace in His Word. Even when things happen to you in life, you know that you have the capability of at least trusting in His Word and knowing that His Word will help you through whatever that situation you find yourself in. So life is going to happen. We need to know that life is going to happen. You said that you've been doing your network marketing. So He allows us to do things that we truly like doing. And I know that even in network marketing, that's something that many people do. And it's a way of a means to have your own entrepreneurial business for yourself, as well as helping others. So thank you for what you're doing in the community to help others, and thank you for trusting God to see you through whatever the circumstances. You really got those coolers. That was a smart thing to do, right? For that refrigerator, smart thing to do. But
yes.
Back to you, then.
Yes, it was. It was, well, and even I even thought about Well, and I can't because I have carpet in my room. Well, see, a sturdy cooler is like, it's high today. We went in the Family Dollar, and it was like $20-$25, you know, and this wasn't that big. It was like small. So by the time we put a few things in there, we were like, huh? So, you know, so we said, okay, well, you know, I told my mom, let's look at Walmart, which we didn't. But because it's funny how on Saturdays we have, like, so many places to go and so much stuff to do, a lot of times we forget, like, oh, my God, I really need this, or, oh, my God, I really need that. So, and, you know, a cooler was a cool idea, but we still didn't get one yet. Don't tell nobody. So it's a work in progress. Everything that we go through, ladies and gentlemen, is just a work in progress. You know, one of the things that I used to be in, one of my businesses is 31, and I'm standing here looking at my bags right now, like, oh, my God. How am I going to sell these daggone bags? But, you know, life happens. Things happen, and the only thing you can do is keep on going. Keep on going. 'Cause I know a lot of us have dreams. A lot of us have things that we need to do. And the number one thing I want you to remember, if you don't remember anything else today, is keep on putting the pieces together. Keep on putting the pieces together. You may have woken up and said, I feel like crying. You may have woken up and said, I feel like laughing. You may have woken up saying, I have so much frustration going on in my life. You may have woken up and felt really emotional. But what can you do except trust in God and keep on going? You know, I would love to call 10 people, but I, you know, that's not in my plan for today, you know. There's times when you just have to do what you got to do to make things happen for yourself, because no one's going to do it for you. You know, no one's going to say, okay, I'm going to get up today and I'm going to live Arlene's life. No one's going to say that. Everyone's going to say, please. Arlene has her own life. She has her own life to live. She can do it herself. You know, nobody is going to drive the car for you. You got to drive your own car. You got to drive your own life. And if you make that daggone wrong decision, that's your fault. You know, I can't blame things on Arlene because I did something wrong. You know, that's on me. That's on me. So, Dr. Arlene Spann, I want to thank you for joining us. But we are almost out of time already. So any last words, let us know how we can get in touch with you if we need anything.
My last words were, you mean you're not going to drive the car for me? I was just waiting for you to come drive the car for me. It's like, and then you said you're not going to drive the car. I'm like, come on, and we're friends, and you say you're not driving the car. I mean, you know, you can't live my life for me. Come on, you man. What are friends for? You can't live my life. What is wrong with you? No. But no.
I know, I'm terrible.
You know, and the people who do identity theft, they're so good at it. You know, they know how to take over your life and all that kind of stuff. That's another show, right? That's
take
another
money.
Show. Another show. Another show. Like, yeah, if you want to get in contact.
I would take all our money today.
I know, you know those guys. But if you want to get in contact with me, you can reach me at, www.arlenesweats.com or arlenesweats@gmail.com. And you can even go on Facebook. Yes, on Facebook to Arlene Spann Sweats. We're out there on Facebook as well and on Twitter at Arlene Spann Sweats. So back to you, Jamie. You sure you don't want to come drive for me? Come on, think about it. I just want you to think about it. From now until Wednesday, you're going to drive for me, right?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh, sure. Fly me in. Even though, look, it's 2 hours away. Fly me in. I'm going to fly on top of the house on top of the apartment and the car, and the airplane's gonna land right on your house.
I don't know what Rudolph and Santa's gonna say. They're used to doing that. That's a thing that Rudolph and Santa do. So they might be a little bit. I don't know. Back to you, Jane. Back to you.
Yeah, Santa might be a little nervous, you know, this time of year, because I'm coming early. Santa may be real nervous, so I just wanted to make him nervous, so you know we can get things together, and not him, not just us, not him this year. So enough clowning, enough laughing, right? But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, this Monday, you want to put a smile on your face. You wanna make some laughter today. You wanna smile. You know, you don't wanna be down and dreary. You don't wanna be, you know, the sun is shining bright, but still it's yet a little nippy out. But think of Hawaii. Think of Hawaii. Think of that beach. Think of that beach. Think of the ocean this today. You know, if you don't do anything else, I want you to close your eyes and think of that ocean. Think of spring coming. Think of the flowers and the things buzzing, not your allergies, but things that will make you happy and excited to live your life today. Today, you know, I woke up and I was like, oh, my God, I got all this stuff to do. You know, and I thought my nephew was going to come over, but he didn't, thank God. So I want to thank everybody for joining me for Jamie's Journal. And we will definitely get into Proverbs 18:19, I believe, on Wednesday and Friday. Whoops. But have a blessed weekend and put a smile on your face or someone else's face and share your opportunity with your friends, your family, and your business owners. God bless you, and I will chat with you on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.